88.5 KCSN, Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio by Margaret Glaspie, playing some new songs from our album Emotions and Math, and playing live tonight at the Echo. Thank you so much for coming on by.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything about how you grew up playing the fiddle and playing the trombone and any of that that you've kind of noticed is carried over into your music now, or is it mostly... was there a point where it kind of changed over and you said, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm going to try something new and completely different.
I think it's kind of all the same, but a different instrument, essentially. Like, I was getting all the same things from those instruments and growing up, and was obviously a curious kid with music and performing arts and things like that when I was really young. And if it wasn't the fiddle, it was going to be something else. So I feel like I kind of came into my own in singing and songwriting, playing the guitar, and that seems to fit my... what I need for music the most. I feel comfortable in doing that. But yeah, I was playing so many other things when I was growing up and felt fortunate to be in like a really good school system with really great, you know, music programs that kind of fostered me along. And in doing that, I feel like I was able to try a couple things out. But once I started to sing and songwrite, it was like game over kind of thing. I knew that I was going to do that and put everything else down.
You grew up here in California, Northern California.
Yeah.
Originally, but then you flew out to the East Coast and went, were able to get into Berklee College of Music in Boston. But, you know, you said, that's what I want to do. But it didn't quite go to plan out there.
So I came into Berklee. I was there for, I only went to school there for a semester. It was a really short time there. And in doing so, you just are surrounded by so many different musicians. They're all kind of in your age group-ish and doing the exact same thing that you want to do. And so it totally kicked my butt and made me kind of... own up to what I was claiming to want to do, and kind of just because there's so many people trying to kind of, you know, trying to get into this very one little space. There's like, it's like, you know, 100,000 people trying to go through one doorway or something like that. And because I knew that to be true, I knew I had to find my own little corner in terms of what I do and try and contribute something that was unique. And so it made me want to work on songs a lot, and found out that I felt good at songwriting and singing. And, you know, I just found something that I felt like I'm going to focus on this and try and do and be unmatchable or something like that, so I can try and have a job.
Once I was loved, and I wouldn't dare take a compliment or give a kiss. Just thinking of being pale had me suffering and made me spread. Oh, because I don't wanna be somebody to anybody know. Head down in both eyes. eyes wide. I don't look up, just side to side. And I stay well kept so they can see there's nothing wrong with me. It's just that I don't wanna be somebody. Do anybody know? No, 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 I don't wanna be somebody. Do anybody know? No, I don't wanna be somebody. Do anybody know? I'm good at no one.
There are definitely some folks that you've cited as inspiration. Joni Mitchell, you know, jumps out to us here at KCSM because we do play a lot of that Laurel Canyon sound here at the station. What about her? Her songs were inspiring to you and helped, you know, kind of informed your music sensibilities.
Right. That was kind of, Joni Mitchell was kind of like, I feel like she was kind of pumped into my veins at a very young age. And I've never kind of, she's always kind of lived with me for a long time. My parents were really big fans. I used to listen to it from just, you know, tiny till now. So I feel like I don't know life without that music. And there's something, I mean, first of all, I just feel like she's an incredible musician and really able at her instrument, everything that she plays, which I think is inspiring. And on top of that, I, you know, her sense of lyricism speaks to me. I think it's just, you know, the songs really reach to me in a way that I can't describe, which is, I feel like, always a thing that happens in music that you love. So, yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm just like a total fan of hers. Alongside of that, it's like Elliott Smith. I'm a huge fan of Elliott Smith and get a lot out of his music and feel like a really big student of his music in terms of listening to his records and just learning about everything that I can. I feel kind of like I've been in Elliott Smith school for the last few years.
To be dancing around your telephone, wondering if she's at home doing the same dance. And you pass the time for an hour or two, wishing he was holding you with both hands. But no matter who, let the phone ring. There's no reason to believe. Guessing, no matter who got you down, even the weakest of the weak have come around. No matter who, all foolish beginning and tragic end. For two lovers, but not two friends. Hello, regret. You're thinking God above, you've been loved while wishing you had never met. But no matter who, let the phone ring. There's no reason to believe in you guessing. No matter who got you down, even the weakest of the weak have come around. No matter who. Oh, if I understand how the heart behaves. You could see that man, I know you'd say, still in love, I'm still in love. You're still in love, I'm still in love. You're
How do you feel like the electric guitar has been able to maybe get across your message, or, you know, be able to present your songs in a better way than maybe a different instrument would you normally see other singer-songwriters use?
Electric guitar, for me, it was such like a symbol in a lot of ways. When I first bought my first electric guitar, it was a Harmony Stratotone Jupiter from 1968, which is a pretty epic little guitar. I still have it and love it very much. And I'm playing the Tele now, and feel that when I bought it, it was a way in New York City to be heard, because in terms of playing these little nightclubs and bars, it was really hard to mic an acoustic guitar and have it be sound good. And I didn't want to put a DI into an acoustic guitar because I didn't like the way it sounded. So electric guitar was it for me. That was the way I had to go in a certain way, because just by default and my preferences, it was like that was the way you could still get a good sound, to get a great amp and plug it in and, you know, have like a quality setup without having to really compromise. So that was kind of my way into electric guitar, and feel like, you know, I'm on this constant quest always for like the right guitar and the right amp and the combination of the two and the way to mic the amp and all these things. They're kind of always evolving and nerding out about them. And, you know, honestly, when in writing the songs, it's really not instrument specific. It could have been a piano or whatever. The songs kind of were written with the mindset that they should be able to stand on their own and be played on any instruments. And so that, to me, you know, the electric guitar worked its way into my hands by way of being just a real big fan of amazing guitar players like Jimi Hendrix or Nels Klein, Julian Lage, these, you know, epic players. And then on top of that, it was an easier guitar to play and being in the city. And then it kind of has melded its way into my sound. And I feel like I need to become a better student of essentially the lineage of the electric guitar now, because it's a statement to have a Telecaster on stage. A lot of people have done it before me. And so I just feel, again, it's like a student kind of teacher relationship, in terms of there's the guitar and it feels like my teacher and I'm the student just trying to keep up and do my best.
Oh, and I got you by my side, everything's alright. It's just when you're gone, I start to snooze the alarm, 'cause I stay up until 4 in the morning, counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotion to math. It's a shame and I'm to blame, 'cause we're alright until you go and I start losing control without a warning, counting all the days till you're back. I'm shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. I've got to get out of this tree, or off of this limb. I'm a woman acting like a kid, a skinny mess that's breathless from telling you all the things that I'm gonna do. Acting like a kid, a skinny mess grass that's breathless from telling you all the things that I'm gonna do.
You do have the live show tonight at the Echo.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just going to be you solo, or do you have a band behind
I have
you?
A band. I have a band tonight. And I most often play trio with my bass player and my drummer and I. And tonight we'll actually have a special show because there's going to be one of my favorite musicians. His name is Tyler Chester on keys, which will be really fun. It's the first time we've ever played quartet, so it'll be a special one.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming on by. It's Margaret Glaspie, live in studio. Emotions and Math is the new album tonight. She's performing live at the Echo. Thank you so, so much again.
Thank you so much for having me.